About that for a little bit. Silent sinning. And the scripture text that I'm going to use this week comes from the lectionary in Luke chapter 18, verses 9 through 14. And this is, you know, we've been in Luke's gospel, and there's so many of Jesus' parables in Luke's gospel. And we can learn a lot from these parables because it's a earthly story related to the times that Jesus walked this earth. That's why they understood it real plain. But it's an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. So we pick up one of the parables in 18, 9 through 14, New Living Translation says this. Then Jesus told his story to some who had great self-confidence and scorned everybody else. That's an interesting thing. Self-confidence and scorning everybody else. Red Letter Edition starts out, says, two men went to the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other was a dishonest tax collector. The proud Pharisee stood by himself and prayed this prayer. I thank you, God, that I am not a sinner like everyone else, especially like that tax collector over there. For I never cheat. I don't sin, and I don't commit adultery. I fast twice a week, and I give you a tenth of my income. But the tax collector stood at a distance and dared not even to lift his eyes to heaven as he prayed. Instead, he beat his chest in sorrow, saying, oh God, be merciful to me, for I am a sinner. I tell you, this sinner, not the Pharisee, returned home justified before God. For the proud will be humbled, but the humbled will be honored. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.